This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's First Lady has detailed for the United Nations how the human rights of Ukrainians were violated by Russian forces. The AP's Karen Chames reports.
We have the right to live free, not to be killed or tortured, the right not to be blown to pieces by a Russian missile. Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, made these comments as she gave a video tour of human rights violations in Ukraine at a UN meeting. In the tour, she showed before and after footage of the eastern city of Bakhmut, which Russia is trying to capture, and where shelling is killing civilians and water is scarce. She also urged the UN to establish a special tribunal to prosecute crimes of Russian aggression. Zelenska also stressed that Ukraine's victory in the war will mean the victory of human rights over what she called lawlessness, torture, and destruction. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainians and their supporters are due to march through Australia's biggest city Thursday to mark the first anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
365 days strong is the rallying call for the march in Sydney. About 1,000 people are expected to march through the city before holding a candlelit vigil outside the city's St. Mary's Cathedral. Rally organisers say the gathering will honour the heroic resistance of the brave Ukrainian people. Vigils are also planned Thursday in the Australian cities of Canberra and Melbourne. Rallies are scheduled in Brisbane and Perth on Friday. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the site Thursday of this month's train derailment in East Palestine in the U.S. state of Ohio. The February 3rd derailment led to evacuations and fears of air and water contamination after a controlled burn of toxic chemicals aimed at preventing an explosion. While on the tour, Buttigieg asked about the protocols for transporting hazardous chemicals.
Part of what you see here is, regardless of what kind of tank or gases are in, if there's even one car on the train that's not at a high standard and it's flammable, the rest is at risk. Right?
Yes, it is.
The National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary findings as Buttigieg was visiting the site. Authorities in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida say a gunman opened fire on two television journalists reporting on a murder scene near the city of Orlando, killing one and injuring the other. The sheriff said the suspected gunman, a 19-year-old, was arrested shortly after the attack on the journalists. He faces criminal charges in the fatal shootings of a 9-year-old girl and the wounding of her mother around the same time as the journalists were attacked. China's top diplomat in Hong Kong recently summoned the U.S. Consul General to protest against his, quote, inappropriate, unquote, remarks and warn him against endangering national security, a spokesperson said Thursday. The commissioner of the Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry in Hong Kong met U.S. Consul General Gregory May days ago to lodge the complaint. The European Commission is suspending Chinese short video sharing app TikTok from its employees' corporate phones, the EU industry chief said on Thursday, citing a focus on cybersecurity.
The measure aims to protect the Commission against cybersecurity threats and actions which may be exploited for cyber attacks against the corporate environment of the Commission.
The Commission, however, declined to give further details on whether there were any incidents involving TikTok. TikTok said it was disappointed with the decision, saying it was misguided and based on fundamental misconceptions. Nigeria will elect a new president on Saturday to take over from Muhammadu Buhari in a contest pitting the old guard against a third-party candidate seeking to upset the established political order. There are 18 candidates on the ballot, but only three are considered top contenders. A six-decade archive charting pop icon David Bowie's career will open in London in 2025, a museum director said Wednesday. The museum director said the collection had more than 80,000 items of Bowie memorabilia, ranging from handwritten lyrics and letters to sheet music, original costumes, photography, and album work. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.